Hello, and welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church Ibako, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria. We hope that this message inspires you and builds your faith. Enjoy the message.
In the name of Jesus, lebo shandarabaya, lebo segeri leboye, likebo yendre bo sagandari baya. Yama zagandari alabaya ndrebo leke bo yendrebo seke yebo sandarabaya lika bayande ah ongoluwa hallelujah. Let the voice of Jehovah leke bo yendrema yebo sanda prevail. The voice of the Lord prevail over these ones, over your children, over their homes, over their families, over their situations, over their circumstances, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our God. Glory be to your name. Can I hear your amen, church? Amen. Wherever you are, can I hear your amen? Hallelujah. I want us to read. Please, can you give me Psalm 26, verse 9? Psalm 26, verse 9. And he says, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. What a prayer. That verse says, gather not my soul with sinners. Oh, yes. In the name of the Lord, I pray for you. Your soul will not be gathered. The soul of your husband, your wife, the souls of your children shall not be gathered with the bloody people in the name of Jesus. Your blood will not be shed. Your bones will not be broken. Your life will not be shattered in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will pray, oh Lord my God, oh Lord my Father, I pray tonight. I ask you tonight, oh God, gather not my soul with sinners, oh my life with bloody men. Oh yeah, wherever you are, open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of the Lord. Your soul will not be gathered. Your life will not be gathered in the name of the Lord. Your blood will not be shed. Your bones will not be broken in the name of the Lord. As the year is running to an end, in the name of Jesus, you will not shed any bitter tears in the name of the Lord. Your blood will not be sacrificed in any way, in any form, in any shape, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lebo shandarabaya, leke bo yendre bo saganda, yaba sagandari alabaye, leke bo yendre bo sege bakuri kasanda, yama zagandari alabaya, leke bo yendre bo segeria, yili kasakandari kasanda. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, may our lives, oh God, may our souls never be gathered in the name of Jesus. May, oh God, our lives never, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, be cut short. Thank you, our God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And the last one, Psalm 102, verse 24. Psalm 102, verse 24. I said, oh my God, take me not away in the midst of my days, thy years are throughout all generations. And I said, oh Lord, my God, take me not away in the midst of my years. I pray for you. You will not die untimely. You will not die any sudden death. In the name of Jesus, none of your family members will shed any bitter tears over your life in the name of Jesus. You will not bring your husband any sorrow. You will not bring your wife any sorrow. You will not bring your children any sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are going to pray, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, I pray unto you, O God, do not take me away in the midst of my days, in the midst of my years. Oh yeah, open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray that prayer in the name of the Lord. We decree tonight, O God. We look up unto you tonight, O God. We pray unto you tonight, O God. That in the name of the Lord, our lives will not be taken away. In the midst of our days, in the midst of our years, we shall live and we shall not die any shameful death, any untimely death, any sudden death. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, my husband will not shed any bitter tears over me. I will not shed any bitter tears over my husband, over my children. It shall be well with your people. It shall be well with your church, yeah? It shall be well with your children, yeah? Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Lebo shanda rabaya. Yaba sekentoria lebo yendrebo sanda. Oh, we give you all the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Have your way, oh Lord, have your way, have your way, oh Lord, oh Lord, have your way, have your way, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, have your way, have your way, Lord, have your our God. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Before we end it up tonight, on Wednesday, can somebody remind me of what we talked about? Thank you. God will bless you. Heaven will clap for you. Hallelujah. Positioning ourselves for divine encounter. And yesterday, what was it? I said it now. Life-changing encounter. Life-changing encounter. And today, we want to talk about very briefly covenant with the God of encounter. Making covenant or entering into covenant with the God of encounter. And that was what eventually Jacob did. There is no way you can't encounter or you can't meet with God without entering into covenant. That one is certain. You just have to enter into a covenant with him. And I don't know the type or the kind of covenant you are into now. But when Jacob had that encounter, he never remained the same. He was at one level of a covenant, and when he eventually had that, encounter, he moved away from it onto another level. May you move from where you are now onto another level in the name of Jesus Christ. So for those who are listening to me, wherever you are, that is just it. You just have to enter into a covenant with the God of encounter. In the book of Genesis 32, verse 30. And it says, "And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel." And Peniel means, I have seen God face to face, yet my life is preserved. May God preserve your life. May God preserve the life of your family members. So that was the experience. He said, when he eventually had that encounter with God, he entered into a covenant. When you enter into a covenant with God, every compromise is broken. As you enter into a new level of covenant, into a new covenant with the Lord God Almighty, every compromise of the wicked, of the devil over your life is broken in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So when he entered, you enter into a covenant with God, with the Almighty God, every compromise is broken and nullified. Because you are no more where you used to be. You have moved from where you were yesterday and onto another level of covenant, of relationship and, fellowship. And that is what it means. Some of us have been at the same position. The way you have been relating with God, fellowshipping with God, moving along with God in the last 5 years, 10 years, it's still the same. But I pray for you. At this encounter, 2020, you will move to another level. I say you will move to another level. You will have more of his understanding. You will have more of his love. You will see more of his glory over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that is it. If you don't prevail, if you have not prevailed with God, of course you cannot prevail with any man. So you have to first of all, and that is the starting point. And it is not all about your being in church. That's not it. Of course, Isaac knew God. The father of Jacob knew God. And they have been flowing along. But it got to a time, I don't know, that's what happened to too many of us that were born by Christian parents or we came from Christian homes. And for the fact that you were born by Christian parents does not mean that you're already born again. You're already into a covenant of life. It's a personal thing. Knowing Christ, wherever you are, listen to me. Knowing Christ is a relationship. And when you are called, when you are giving an invitation to come to Jesus, it is not all about religion, it's all about relationship. And may you get that one tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So it's all about relationship. You have to enter into a relationship. That was what Jacob did. When the father told him, when you are fed up. Of course, we said that day before yesterday. When you are fed up and you have finished your smell, okay, you can fight back. And he took to that. And of course, he stood on his feet. And he called upon, he went to where he thought he could find God. May you always go to the right place. So he went to a right place, to a place where he thought he could find God. And there and then, he got there and he found God. May you find God. So, after the encounter, his meeting with God. After the encounter, after meeting with the Almighty God, oh, his life was never the same. And may our lives never remain the same in the name of Jesus. There is need for us to enter into a covenant. Every encounter, every meeting should always and must always launch us into a new relationship with the Almighty God. You can never have an encounter with God and remain the same. And this is what we all need, even at this point in time. Because too many of us are already out of covenant. We are already out of our promise, our love, our place for the Almighty God. And with the Almighty God. But I pray that in the name of Jesus, at the end of all this, the Bible recorded that Jacob went back to Bethel. May you return to Bethel. May I return to Bethel. May all of us return to Bethel in the name of Jesus Christ. And I told you now about the day before yesterday, Bethel means what? Bethel means what? The house of God. Ileoluwa. May you return to this place stronger than you were before, more strengthened than you were before, more committed, more serious, and more on fire for God than before, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, how do we enter into a covenant, just like Jacob did? Number one, Jacob entered, he made up his mind to enter into a deeper fellowship. Deeper fellowship with the Almighty God. Deeper. In Genesis 32, verse 30, Bible recorded that Genesis 32, 30, thank you. He said, and Jacob, he just look at it. He said, no, I can't remain here. So the Bible says he called the name of David. He went to a place. He had a common place, a new place. Bible says he called the name of the place Peniel. And it talks about raising a new altar. Erecting a new altar. Do you have an altar? Tell me, how many of these herbalists do not have their altar? Tell me. How many of these people on the other side, into other religions that do not have their altars? I've never seen. Sometimes we say, this Muslim, that, they pray 5 times a day. How many times do you pray, bro? How many times do you pray, sister? And we say they don't know what they are doing. They pray 5 times, so whether they are true or they are not true, whether they are serving true God or they are not serving true God, but it is what they know, they do. And they know how to do it very well. They pray, they go 5 o'clock. They are the one that will wake up too many of us. You are still snoring. You are still on your bed, stretching yourself. It is these people that will wake you up. But the Bible says, you know, the psalmist says, even in the middle of the night, my spirit will do what? We commune with God. In the midst of the night. And he said, when? Oluwa, early in the morning, very early, my voice will do always do what? Hear. And it's very, very, very disheartening that some of us, you know, you wake up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. It is that time you will start clapping your hands. This is the day. That which day? The day you made for yourself or the day God made for you or the devil made for you. May the devil never make your day. When the enemy has concluded everything over so many lives, in the middle of the night, when the whole thing, you know, they conclude, they start their job, you know, 12:01 a.m. And by 3 o'clock, they are done. They are gone. And you see a child of destiny waking up 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and now coming to the altar. Which altar? Will you find God there? Will you still find him? I don't know. May God help us in Jesus' name. So, Jacob raised an altar for a deeper fellowship. Raise an altar for yourself. And just make up your mind. You know, decide. Make that decision. And say, God, I have made up my mind. I want to know you more. I want to serve you more. The more you look for him, the more you find him. That's why that songwriter, more about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness. More of his love who died for me. The more you look for him, the more you find him. Those who look for him, that's why he says, those who look for me will always find me. So he raised an altar in Genesis 35. Genesis 35, from verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God. That was the new beginning of his life. That was a new phase God is, you know, opened him to. Go, raise an altar unto that God that appeared unto thee when thou was running about from your brother Saul. Remember, because the altar will always remind you. When you were restless, when you were so fearful, when you were conscious of the devil. That's why too many of us are more conscious of the devil than the presence of God. We run from pillar to post. Every time, devil, devil, devil. If you see cockroach, I bind you. You see this, I bind you. Is that the number one? When you lose your fellowship with God, then you accommodate. You are full of what? Fear. And you know what fear is. It is F stands for force. E stands for evil. A stands for appearing. And of course, E, force, fear. aru, something that is not real. He said, false evil appearing real. That's the meaning of fear. False evil that is appearing real. Something that is not real. Something that is a force, but because you have accommodated it, it's appearing to you like like the truth and nothing, and which is not the truth, which is not even real, which is not true. So, raise an altar. Number two, Jacob deliberately, he made a deliberate attempt to move into a new level of brokenness. And after brokenness, you know what that angel did? When you want to enter into a new covenant, it will cost you some things. The angel touched here. And of course, the place dislocated. God broke him. Say no. You can never encounter me and remain the same. Just, I said it yesterday. So many of us, God took him to his workshop. He broke him into pieces. It was very, very, very painful. But he had to go through it for a new encounter, a new face, a new assignment, a new revelation. You can't be where you are now and see properly. If I stand here now, or if you go to outside there and you go up, you climb the staircase, you will see better than those of us who are here. You can't stay at the lowest now, where you are, and see better. You have to, go higher a bit. You go up a bit. It is when you climb higher than where you are, you will see better. So, he made that deliberate attempt. And the Lord said, before you stay there, before you come on here, I have to, do a work of surgery over your life. That's Genesis 32, 31. Genesis 32, 31. Can you give me? Genesis 32, 31. Thank you. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him. What's the implication? The sun rose upon him, a brand new dawn, a brand new beginning, a brand new life, a brand new lifestyle. Said the sun rose, may the sun of righteousness, may the sun of God rise over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Said the sun rose upon him and he halted upon his tithe. It's a sign of brokenness. It's a sign of moving into a new level. And it's a matter of allowing God to break you. And the last one, a new name that will turn you to a new man. Name is not just, it's not all about the name or your name. It's all about who you are. God said, no, you will no more be Jacob. You will no more be the same person. You won't be the same man. You will no longer carry the name, bear the name. I will change it. And the Lord gave him a brand new name, gave him a brand new nature. He gave him a brand new beginning. That's Genesis 32:27. Genesis 32:27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? Who are you? Daniel. And God, of course, God understood when he said, I am Jacob. Yes, I know. A supplanter. A cheater. Who are you? A liar. A fraudster. A harlot. Who are you? God said, I will change it. I will change your nature because your name has to do with your nature. In Yoruba land, we say, Lele awo ka to so omo loruko. You look into the background and into the family before you give a name to any child. So it's all about who you are. Your person, your personality. So God said, I'm going to change it. May everything that is that does not glorify God in your life from today, in the name of the Lord, be converted and be taken away. And may there be a new beginning, a new name, a new nature, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God said, I will change it. And of course, he ended up changing it. And he became a brand new person. And of course, he went on. The Bible recorded that he raised an altar. He raised an altar unto God. He made a covenant there. And said, God, of course, in the midst of his making the covenant with God, in the course of raising the altar, erecting the altar, his brother came around, Saul. And of course, because he was already a changed man, maybe he has decided to kill Esau before. If I see that man, I will finish him. I will kill him. I will end up his life. But thank God. Before that happened, before Esau came around, he had already become a changed person. May God change your life. May God change your name. May God change your stature. May God change your story. May God change your family. May God change everything about you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you move from where you are now to another level in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, listen to me. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God wants you to enter into a covenant with him. God wants you to erect an altar, raise an altar, a new one in the name of Jesus that will move you from where you are now onto another level of relationship, onto another level of love for him, onto another level of your commitment, of your service for him. That is what, the Lord, preparing every of us for, and that's what he had, proposed to do in our lives at this wonderful program. I want you to join me wherever you are. Those of us, I want you to rise up on your feet, except you are, at a place where you cannot, if you are on the steering, or you are in a bus, or you are somewhere, you are at a place where you cannot just, rise up along with me. I want you to just flow along in your spirit, and as we pray together tonight, hallelujah, we'll take that song that says, oh Lord, prepare me, hallelujah, a living sanctuary, hallelujah, pure and holy. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, as I enter into a new relationship, into a new beginning, oh Lord my God, I pray from tonight in the name of Jesus, do something new, do something new, do something new. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, to erect an altar, a new one that will glorify you. Lord, Baba, that will make my life more glorious, more fulfilling in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord my God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, dry and true, with thanksgiving I will live a living sanctuary for you. Oh Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, dry and true, with thanksgiving I will be a living, yes Lord, Sanda. Oh, I want you to open your mouth and tell the Lord, Baba, launch me into a new phase of my life. Oh, take me, Lord, into a new phase. Baba, take me to a new phase in the name of Jesus. Start a new work over my life, oh God. A new work of grace. A new work of grace. A new work of grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baba, take control of my life from tonight. Baba, break me and mold me. Break me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And remold my life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baba, every of my altar that is already polluted, every of my altar that is already, oh God, Baba, broken down, Lord, rebuild it for me, oh God. Rebuild it for me, oh God. Rebuild it for me, oh God. From tonight, in the name of Jesus, do a new work of grace over my life. In the name of Jesus, do what only you can do, that you alone might take all the glory. In the name of Jesus, I do not know what has broken down your altar of righteousness, your altar of holiness, your altar of the fear of God. Talk to God tonight. Baba, please have mercy on me. Rebuild the altar for me. Rebuild my altar of holiness. Rebuild, oh God, my altar of the fear of God. Rebuild it, oh God. Baba, in the name of Jesus, do a new work of grace over my life tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Leke boye drebo sanda. I want you to talk to the Lord, young man. Oh, you are already going. You are already going out of the will of God. You are already going out of the territory of the Lord. Talk to God tonight. Baba, please draw me back. Baba, bring me back. I am coming back. I am coming back. Have mercy upon me, oh God. Heal my heart. Heal my life. In the name of Jesus, you are already putting your hands into iniquity. Oh, talk to the Lord tonight. Oh, ask God, oh, for a new encounter, for a new covenant with Him, for a new relationship, for a new fellowship. In the name of Jesus, oh, ask Him for forgiveness, ask Him for cleansing. And wherever you are, under the sound of the Almighty God, under the sound of His voice, under the sound of His word, in the name of Jesus, talk to God tonight. Have mercy upon me, oh God. Yes, you can decide for the Lord now. You can decide, make a decision. Lord Jesus, I am coming back. I am coming back. I am coming back to a place, to my better. Lord, I am coming back. I'm returning to the cross where, Lord, I first met you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And if, oh God, if you are sick tonight, talk to the Lord as I pray for you that the healing power of the Almighty will rest upon your life. Whatever is the cause of the sickness, in the name of the Lord, you are healed. Hallelujah. If you are having problem with your job, I pray for you tonight. The Almighty God will reach out unto you. There shall be a new encounter, a divine encounter. Mercy will stand for you. Mercy will speak on your behalf. Mercy will settle every of your fear tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your business to come alive again. Hey, Lebo Shandarabaya. Your business will come alive. Will come alive. Will come alive. Will come alive. Everything that has crashed in the name of the Lord is coming back. You are bouncing back. You are bouncing back. You are bouncing back. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Ebo Shandarabaya. Lekebo Yendrebo Sanda. Hey, God will give you joy again. Hallelujah. Ebo Sandarabaya. All the pains will go away. And in the name of the Lord will give you joy. The Lord will give you peace. The Lord will give you comfort. In the name of Jesus Christ. For everyone, every of my sister waiting upon the Lord, I pray for you on this altar. Heavens will touch your womb. Heavens will touch your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. By this time next year, you will carry your baby. By this time next year, the Lord Almighty will have visited you. In the name of Jesus. He visited Sarah. He visited Anna. And they ended up carrying their babies. I pray for you in the name of the Lord that this September, in the name of the Lord, you will live to remember and to testify about, in the name of the Lord. God will do it in your life. He will give you joy. He will give you gladness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It shall be well with you, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. For every mother, wherever you are, hallelujah. Please, those of us who are mothers here, I want you to come and stand for all the children here. I perceive in my spirit that this is the era of our children. Hallelujah. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou, God, has ordained strength. And the Bible says, I and the children that God has given to me are for signs and wonders. Mommy, please come and stand in the gap. Even daddies, come and stand for your children. Ah, lebo sandarabaya. Hey, lekebo yendrema. They have come to fulfill the purpose of God. They shall fulfill same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Waroko wodo loruko Jesu. Ogwaye wo ni wo mi. Lekebo yendrebo sanda. Awa olojo aroko bogo je. Ogwaye wo ni baje. Loruko Jesu. Oya bagbad. Oya pray for them. Wherever you are listening to me, pray for our children. In the name of the Lord. This is their era. This is their season. This is their life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, Yamasunda. The glory of the Lord will descend upon them afresh. Ah, yes. And they will prosper. Hallelujah. Their lives shall be glorious. In the name of the Lord. Their lives shall be fulfilling. In the name of the Lord. Ebo Shagandaria. Lekebo Yendrebo Segeri Alabaya. Ebo Sekentori Alabaya. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. Will not bury any of them in the name of the Lord. Will not carry, will not cry over any of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, Ebo Sanda. They will deliver all that God has loaded them with. All that God has loaded them with. They shall deliver. They shall deliver well. In the name of the Lord. Unborn generations will hear about them. Will read about them. In the name of the Lord. And God will be glorified over their lives. God will make every of us proud. Lord, parents of these children, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, woman, I pray for you. You will not cry over the life of these children again. In fact, one of your children is giving you problem. Oh, wherever you are, God is stepping into your matter tonight. You will no more cry over that child. You will no more lament over that child. You will no more feel regret over that child. The Lord will turn his life around. He will turn our life around in the name of Jesus. Every oppression over the life of this child in the name of the Lord has come to an end. The wickedness of the wicked over the life of this child has come to an end today. Every work of darkness in the name of the Lord has come to an end. Woman, you will not cry again. You will not cry again. Your heart will not be broken again over the life of this child in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, our God. Thank you, our rock. Thank you, our fortress. Thank you, our helper. Thank you, our defender. We give you all the glory, Lord. Oh, Father. Tonight, Holy One of Israel, all your decrees over the life of this your people shall come to pass. I decree every decree of the Lord over your life, your home, your family, your children, in the name of the Lord has come your way this evening. Over the life of that your child, you will no longer cry. You will no longer know sorrow. Your heart will no longer be broken. You will have joy over that child. You will rejoice all through the days of your life over that child. That child will give you joy at the end. He will give you gladness at the end. You will be a proud mother in the name of Jesus. And it shall be well with you in the name of the Lord. I pray, Lord God Almighty, for everyone, every of our sister, waiting, looking up unto you for the fruit of the womb. You did it for Hannah. You did it for Sarah. I stand on this altar. And I decree fruitfulness, 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 fruitfulness into your life in the name of Jesus. Come next year, by this time next year, sisters, you will carry your babies. You will rejoice in the Lord. Every of your marker will come around to celebrate the faithfulness of God with you and over your life in the name of Jesus. Yamasundari alabaya. Lakabayandre bosegeba. Oh, I pray for you. Lekeboyende, my brother, that business is running down. But I pray for you on this altar. In the name of the Lord, you are bouncing back. You are bouncing back. You are bouncing back. I say 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 you are rising up. You are rising again. 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 Thank you, Holy Father. We give you all the glory, Lord. Baba, these are your children. I pray wherever you are, you will come back rejoicing. You will come back testifying. You will come back glorifying God in the name of Jesus. 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 So shall it be. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Ramosa Cantoria. Massa Cateria. She stood at the gap for us tonight. I want you to stand wherever you are and begin to stand at the gap for her as well. Our fresh encounter has just started. Our altar will never remain stagnant. Our altar will never remain dormant. In the mighty name of Jesus, fresh encounter in the presence of God, fresh relationship in the name of Jesus. Our ears will not be dull. Our spirit will not be dull. She will continue to receive from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Freshness from the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless her with peace. The Lord will bless her with peace in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will satisfy her with good things in all areas of life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Hallelujah be unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord Jesus, we stand on this altar concerning your servant whom you have brought away to decree into our life. We decree blessing into our life. We decree favor into our life. We decree joy into our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, all our pronouncements today and much more, they will work in our life. In the name of Jesus, you will visit our friend. Oh, these 3 days that she came here to minister, she will know it for good. She will know it for abundance. Rain of miracle will not cease in her life. In the name of Jesus, she has been knowing you before. She will know you much more. She will know you in higher perspective. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. Our testimony will not be taken away. Our life will not be cut short. Oh, she will move from glory to glory and from honor to honor. In the name of Jesus, she will never be put to shame. Thank you, Jehovah God. Holy Spirit, bless our friend. Let your name alone be glorified. Lord, for all those who have been declared healed, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever is called terminal disease, capable of terminating your life, heaven terminates it tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will outlive the year 2020. You will outlive the year 2020. The Lord will increase your testimony. Thank you, Jehovah God. Lord, as we dip our hands into our pocket, bless it, O Lord. Let it be used for the propagation of the gospel. Lord, the remaining in our pocket, Holy Ghost, bless it. Rebuke the devourer over it, and let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Jehovah God. And so may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord make the light of his countenance to be lifted even upon your life. May he grant you his peace, even now and forevermore. Amen. And surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you were blessed by this message and look forward to having you next week. Make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. You can also follow us at Foursquare Jeb on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. God bless you.